Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 48 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. Now, as usual, I'll talk through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happening with the game over the last week, and a discussion point, and of course, we'll be talking about both Classic and the retail version, or BFA, whatever you prefer. So, usually I would talk about my week, but it's been my 2 weeks, because it has been 2 weeks since my last podcast, as my real-life schedule has been extremely hectic. I had a huge deadline at work requiring some overtime, as well as moving houses, which conspired to keep me away from the keyboard quite a lot these last 2 weeks. Now, the worst of it is behind me now, though, so hopefully we'll be back to a regular schedule going forward. It's been a lot of stuff. Like, I've been on vacation and now everything with work and moving houses, but we should be back to a regular schedule now. And now, as for what I've been doing these 2 weeks, Classic has of course taken the majority of my WoW time lately. That being said, I have not played too much, partly because, of course, as I just said, I haven't had much time. And partly because I'm on a very high pop EU realm, which means that it's queues most nights, and since I only maybe have an hour to play every once in a while, the queues just means that I haven't been able to log in, because by the time I queue, I really need to get into the game right away to enjoy it. But hopefully that should help out. There are free character migrations open right now, but my friends want to stay on the realm, so I'm staying with them. It is what it is. So yeah, if we look, but let's focus on what I have done, because I have done something. I am level 23 on my Classic Rogue. I've been dabbling quite a bit actually on gold making while leveling. The number one thing I did was, of course, to get skinning right away. Just because it's an easy way to get some early silver, so you can afford your first skills, so you can afford to buy some bags, like some 6-slot bags. You can easily afford that just from skinning mobs, and you just vendor off the light leather and the ruined leather scraps you get. This isn't going to be like a huge moneymaker for a while, because there are a lot of people doing skinning for exactly this reason, so the market is fairly flooded, and most of the materials are selling pretty much smack dab on the vendor price. But on higher levels, there are some opportunities with thick leather. I've seen a ton of people advertising for that in chat. I haven't actually researched what they're crafting with it, but I assume there's some sort of vendor shuffle going on there. I also have enchanting on my rogue, and I made a little bit of gold with the vendor shuffle, where you turn greater magic essences into greater magic wands and vendor them. And we'll be talking a little bit more about vendor shuffles later, because they've been one of the best ways to make gold, especially at lower levels in Classic. I've also tried my hand at a couple of disenchanting searches in TSM, but it looks like some of the rare materials might be screwing up with the calculation, or I just haven't gotten them, haven't gotten the shards. Either way, it looks like I'll probably be about break even at best for the ones I did, and the promised profit just isn't there. So buyers beware if you want to do some disenchanting searches. I don't think there might be something with my data, or it might just be mean that you need to do a huge volume so you get the shards. Anyway, now outside of that, I have to say I really enjoy Classic so far. I like the pace. There are so many materials and so many different recipes and shuffles and just gold making. There are so many niches to fill. It's like, it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to gold making in Classic. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and people are really, really willing to spend their gold on upgrades. People are buying wands like crazy. There are always meaningful things to spend your gold on, or silver or copper, which I think is just great. Now, if you look at my BFA stuff, I have reposted my auctions 3 times over the last 2 weeks, which is very, very little. I usually try to do 3 times a week, so yeah, not that good. In sales, I hit 824,000 gold, which is pretty good, I would say, on 3 mailboxes. That's That's a decent week, actually. The largest one was just this week on Friday, where I sold, amongst other things, a Dessar Alor BOE for 224,000 gold. So overall, it looks like the markets are doing pretty well in BFA still. And that was also the case when I looked at some of the prices on the Undermined Journal in my post that I wrote last week, where it doesn't seem like the Classic has killed BFA at all. It seems like the BFA economy is still working really well, and there's still tons of gold to be made, and you can get your tokens. Now, if you look at the 2 week segment, I ended up with about 600,000 gold in profits, which is pretty nice. And I'm now at 12.8 million gold after I spent 1.2 million gold on tokens to refill my subscription just after Classic opened, because, yeah, my subscription ran out 2 days after Classic launched. I had BOE sales for a total of 464,000 gold, which is pretty good, but the vast majority was coming from one mailbox on Friday this week, where I had about 320,000 gold worth of BOEs in my mailbox, which is pretty good. As usual, those sales are incredibly swingy. I should probably try to buy and sell a little more consistently, but that's like what I say every week. And I still don't do it because I still make more than enough gold. So we'll see. Some other notable sales include a bunch of medallions of the Legion. And of course, tons of crafted gear and chants, and a bunch of greater flasks that I've been flipping very successfully. So yeah, overall pretty cool. Now, we'll talk a little bit about this week in the game, not too much. The main thing, of course, Classic is out. Single biggest thing happening with World of Warcraft right now. It's like the top category on Twitch. Everyone is hyped as hell. They're all playing Classic, and yeah. There are still tons of people playing BFA though, but yeah. Overall, it doesn't seem like Classic has killed BFA, and Classic has definitely been booming. We'll see what happens with the population as we go forward, whether or not they have to merge servers. We'll see. I'm just gonna try to predict anyway over another one. Now, if we take our attention to BFA, there was a little bit more gold making related stuff. So number one, the past week we had was Mists of Pandaria time walking, which means that a lot of people were in Pandaria dungeons, and probably a lot of people generated way more Spirits of Harmony than they usually did. So check out the auction house. There may be some cheap spirits left over, which are going to give you, which especially if you're into the mount crafting stuff from Mr. Panera, which can be very profitable, then I'd check that out for sure. You can probably snag up some cheap ones still. Now, the coming week, we will have the Harvest Festival as well as the Darkmoon Fair being in town. So there are plenty of opportunities with both of those events. So just check out both event pages, make sure you know of any items people need, any turn-ins, and just be there for them. Now, that's enough about the game. Now we're going to talk about Vendor Shuffles, and we're going to talk a little bit about, well, Vendor Shuffles was the first major gold rush. There was a huge post on Reddit on WoW Economy the other day. But what will be the second? That's sort of the question I'm hoping to answer. But first, we'll dive a little bit into the Vendor Shuffle world. Of course, if you're unfamiliar with even the idea of a Vendor Shuffle, it's very simple. You buy materials of some kind, and then you craft something with them, and you vendor the results. This has been in the game for a long, long time. In Mists of Pandaria, you did this with the I think they're Draenic Alchemist stones. No, that was Warlords of Draenor. I'm forgetting. I think you also had a vendor shuffle in Mists of Pandaria, though. You had a vendor shuffle in Cataclysm, where you prospected, I think it was the Elementium ore, and then you just vendored all of the uncommon gems and you made back your gold. There have been a ton of vendor shuffles in the game. And they're very nice because they're guaranteed profit. If the price of the material is lower than a certain threshold, then you're going to make gold. There's like no randomness. You just buy a bunch of materials, you process them, and then you vendor the results, and you're good to go. This is really cool, and especially with Classic right now, where there's very little gold in the economy, this is like the best way, probably better than even killing mobs. And there's another effect that's like making these even better in Classic, and that's the since everyone started at the same day, most people are roughly the same level, which means that they are killing mobs that yield the same materials. So there will be a lot of that specific material where the majority of players are situated around. So whether they're farming, they're on the level of silk cloth or mage weave or wool cloth, it'll be a ton of that specific cloth, and there'll be a ton of the specific meats and other materials that are dropped by that item level of, or by that level of mobs. So, and you can take advantage of that because it means that everyone is trying to sell their silk and very few people are buying it, probably. Which will help drive down the price and make these vendor shuffles even more profitable. Sadly, they are probably going to be a short-lived phenomenon because most of the vendor shuffles that have been, at least the ones that have been publicized, are fairly low value in terms of raw silver or raw gold. It is raw silver. And the inflation is just going to price them out eventually. I personally did it with the greater magic essences into greater magic wands, as I mentioned. I actually made like 50% profit, which is huge. I spent all of my 4 gold and I ended up with 6 gold back, which, while certainly not amazing, that's what I had available. Now, this guy, Ethan Edward Cook on Reddit, on the WoW Economy subreddit, he posted a list of shuffles that he had used to make 200 gold. Now, since they're posted on WoW Economy and the post is like 133 upvotes, it's like guaranteed that pretty much everyone who's into the economic side of the game are going to be searching for these materials. So probably most of the shuffles that he mentioned aren't going to be too profitable. You might find deals, so you should probably do it. Like, do the scan. You might find someone's been undercutting too low. But I doubt you'll be able to use them consistently as they're now. Everyone is going to be doing it right now. And as I said, on a longer time frame, I don't think they'll be relevant. So let's try to focus a little bit forward and see if we can figure out, or at least get some ideas about where we can make gold next, where the next gold rush will be. Now, of course, one possibility is other vendor shuffles. He didn't write out every possible vendor shuffle in the game. Especially with higher level materials, the ones he mentioned were mostly in the level 30 range of mobs, like 30 to 40. So what about the next level? There are tons of materials on a higher item level or higher mob level drop bases, and there are going to be opportunities, so you should just check out your professions. Especially once you upgrade to a new material, just check out the cheapest in terms of material, number of materials needed, recipe for that material, and see what it vendors for, and just compare that to the material cost. There are probably going to be opportunities, and with higher professional levels needed, there's going to be less competition. Of course, with the higher level materials are going to be more in demand and rarer. So it's possible that you won't be able to find deals, but there's really no harm in looking. So check that out. Always check out new recipes and see if any of them look like a good candidate for a vendor shuffle. And if they do, just hit that hard and you do it for as long as you can. Because they're not going to be, they're probably not going to be relevant for a very long time. Now, if we look further ahead, we might also find some new opportunities. As I said, one of the reasons this worked really well is that most players are in the same level range. Of course, most players will continue to be in the same level range, which means that they will be looking to sell the same items and looking to buy roughly the same items. Now, pretty soon a large percentage of players will be closing in on 60. Of course, your definition of soon might differ from mine. As I'm not particularly close to 60, but people will be converging towards 60. So that's where like the next conflux where everyone is going to be at the same level, I think. Which means that they'll all be looking to gear up, and they'll all be looking to buy consumables. And probably a lot of people will be looking to start leveling their trade skills if they haven't already. Now, it's hard to say how prices will change, except, of course, that we'll see steady inflation. What I've seen so far is that people are really, really willing to spend gold on stuff that they need right now to help them kill mobs faster or get into the next tier of content. Like, people are happy with just like, okay, I need 60 or 80 gold for my mount or whatever, and then I'm gonna go spend down to zero. Then I'm gonna, as soon as I can, I'm gonna buy the next weapon upgrade, which is at level 42 and it's super good, and I'm gonna need X amount of gold for that, and then I'm gonna spend gold on bandages or whatever. People are super willing to spend gold on stuff that helps them right now, which means that they need a lot of gold, so they'll probably be selling stuff that they don't need right now, but that will be super useful in, say, 2 tiers of content, whatever tier is. Like, maybe they get some rare material, maybe they get some max level material that isn't useful until later, until they get the required recipes, for instance. All of this, of course, represents great opportunities to invest for the longer term. Whether or not that is worth it compared to other ways of spending your gold is something you'll have to figure out for yourselves. But I think that there are going to be some items that are potentially going to be oversold, as they're not useful right now, but they will be in a fairly short amount of time. And I definitely keep my eye out for anything that's only really going to be relevant when a lot of people are raiding. That's definitely something that could be underpriced right now, at least if they're sort of the unrefined raw materials stage. Consumables or finished consumables are probably going to go sell really quickly. And of course, inflation will be there for those as well, as more players hit 60 and thus generate way, way, way more silver and gold from killing mobs. But we'll see. Either way, I think that there are going to be some cool opportunities. So just check out all of the recipes you get, look for vendor shuffles, and of course, just look up any item, any material you find, look it up on Wowhead, see what it's used for, and then try to figure out, okay, is this going to be more or less in demand now compared to in a week's time or in 2 weeks' time? And then you can use that sort of analysis to figure out where you want to be. I'll probably, if I was 60 right now, I'd be targeting materials that are used in crafting recipes for best-in-slot pre-raid gear. There aren't that many 60s yet, and a lot of them are pretty hardcore, so diving like pretty much straight into raid. But like big streamers like Asmongold just is hitting 60 today. And there are probably a lot of people in like roughly his speed at leveling. And they're going to want pre-raid best in slot as soon as possible. And just like supplying these people, I think can be pretty profitable. So look into that. Now that's going to be it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you do enjoy the show and you want more information about gold making, you can head to lazygoldmaker.com, where I write about gold making 3 times a week. If you really, really, really enjoyed the show, then you can support me through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to all of my supporters on Patreon, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.